Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Did you know that Byers Airport Subaru is the oldest Subaru retailer in the entire country?
Get a new 2026 Subaru Forester with 1.9% APR financing for up to 63 months.
Easy to deal with. Easy to get to. Byers Airport Subaru.
By the airport.
See dealer for details. Offer ends 3/31/26.
The Burt Show.
All right, so let's talk teachers here for just one second. Was this teacher totally and completely out of line or not?
That's my question, and I want to ask teachers this question because I'm going to break down what my friend relayed to me that happened to her daughter, and we want to know, is it the teacher that was out of line, or are the mamas being mama bears and we need to take a step back? So to paint the picture here, my friend's daughter, she's in the sixth grade. So she just started middle school this past year, and this is a brand new school, and it's a fantastic school. It's a private school, so she and her husband are, you know, paying handsomely for their daughter to go here. And she's a smart kid. She's a good kid. I'm not, like, laying it on thick. She's in accelerated classes. She's in AP classes, and she already has an elevated GPA. So just so you know what we're dealing with here, right? So the other day, she's in one of her classes, and this is like the one teacher, and bless her daughter's heart, she's a people pleaser, and she wants everybody to like her, including her teachers, right? And so she's in this one class, and they're taking a test, and there's a time limit on the test, and everybody else was finished but her, and she's already starting to panic a little bit. And the teacher is adamant, you got 2 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
You got 2 minutes. And then she goes, you got 1 minute. You got 1 minute. And then the teacher stands over her and has the entire class count her down.
No.
Okay, so, all right. So we weren't.
From like 10 seconds?
No, from like, I think it was from like 30.
Oh, God.
Yeah, okay. So they sat there and she had, because my friend's daughter is like, she's starting to well up.
Oh, no.
And she's about to cry.
Uh-huh.
And they count her down, and she's upset, and she runs out of the classroom.
Oh.
She calls her mom, and her mom was like, I mean, she couldn't even breathe because she was crying so hard. And so mom was really upset that they counted her down. And then there was something else too. And I'm trying to remember, like, because when she started to, like, well up or she was about to cry, the teacher said something like, we don't do that in this class or something like that, right? Because, you know, it's an AP class, whatever. So my friend.
How old is the kid again? I'm sorry.
Sixth grade.
Sixth grade.
Sixth grade, yeah.
Which puts in how old?
11 or 12.
11, okay.
Mm-hmm. And so she goes to the principal, right? And she's like, you know, I'm pretty upset with how all this went down, whatever. And they're like, well, you know, it is an AP class, blah, blah, blah. They wanted to have a meeting with all of her teachers. So all seven of her teachers, right? And she's like, I don't need a meeting with all seven of her teachers. I need a meeting with this one teacher about this incident. Mm-hmm. And then they said something about, well, maybe she needs to be. And I'm trying to remember the word my friend used. And it wasn't like, it wasn't in like a normal, they didn't say like a normal class or a regular class, but the solution to them was to take her out of AP and put her in an assisted class.
No.
So not placing any of the blame in this situation on the teacher whatsoever.
No. Hmm. And that maybe she wasn't, you know, and she's, like I said, she's a great student. Like, it was like that's the one moment that something like that happened. And she's still so upset with how the teacher handled the situation. But the school is obviously very much has the teacher's back, which I understand, you know, you would want your school and the administration to have your back. But in this instance, I'm kind of like, I just couldn't, like, putting myself in her position and sitting there and you're trying to finish your test and the teacher has the entire class counting down to when you're out of time. It felt so cruel and unnecessary.
Yeah, I agree with you. I'm a little bit mixed on it, though, because we hear so often that the schools never back up the teachers, and that's why so many of them are taking off. In this case, I just think They stuck up for the wrong situation.
and they pay for this.
Yeah.
And like, and all her other teachers are fantastic, right? She has no other issues in any other classes. It's just this one class and this one particular teacher. And she's trying to figure out like the best way to go. And like, and my other friend was like, well, like, yes, this sucks. And this was like, she was definitely in the wrong, but this is also valuable lessons can be learned that not everybody's going to like you and you're going to run into people like this and you're going to learn coping mechanisms. And because she was going to take her daughter out of the class and her daughter's like, nope, absolutely not.
I like that for her daughter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Way to stand up for herself. I would, my thing would be, what was the teacher's goal in doing this? And do you do this to other students?
Yeah. I don't know.
Here's Katie. Hey, Katie, good morning. You're part of the Burt Show. Hi.
Good morning. I was just saying it was completely inappropriate. It's borderline bullying. I just heard as I was coming on someone say about something about other students. I am a teacher, and I wonder if that is the environment that they do to other students. So it's something that's normal, but it's absolutely inappropriate and sickening.
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay.
I do love that the student was like, no, let's go.
Yeah. She's like, uh-uh. She goes, I'm going to make her like me.
Good. That's great.
Yes, I'll be ready next time.
That's grit right there.
Uh-huh.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Save big and everything when you shop at Menards. Upgrade your kitchen today with Clearview Cabinetry. We offer a great selection of finishes made with the finest materials and built to withstand life's sticky messes. They provide features like soft closed doors and drawers and with cabinet accessories to match your unique style. View our selection of Clearview Cabinetry on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer and find plenty of great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
This dude, according to Ellie here, never treated her well when they were together. Now dude's circling back because he needs some money. Should she pay him or not? Hey, Ellie, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Brett. How are you?
Fantastic. Thank you for joining us this morning. Okay, tell us about this dude and why you're even a little bit conflicted on giving him some cash back.
So, man, it's a long story, but I'll try to condense it. So basically, I was in this relationship for 2 years with this guy, and he's an immigrant. And one day he showed me all this cash he had sitting around. And I was like, what are you doing? Like, let me help you. He doesn't have Social Security. And I was like, let me invest this money for you. And then I was like, I'll keep it separate. Like, because, you know, at the time I was thinking he's a good guy. And I was like, you know, whatever happens between us, like, as long as he always does right by me, I always do right by him, even if we're not together, like, whatever. This money is separate. I always respect him. And so I invested about $40,000 for this guy. And then 2 years later, I found out basically the whole time he's lying, cheating, all this stuff after, you know, it was a pretty typical toxic relationship after telling him over and over again, like, tell me the truth, whatever, blah, blah, blah. All I want is the truth. Even if, like, I get it. People mess up. Nobody's perfect. I'll understand. And he lied to the very end until I had to talk to somebody else about kind of what he was doing. And then she told me everything and I told her everything. Anyway, I talked to another girl. We were somehow both like the main girl and the side girl and at different times, and it was just full of lies, and I just never felt more honestly betrayed and sure. All that stuff. So now I have all this money and I haven't blocked on everything, and I mean the reality is financially I don't need the money. I'm very lucky and blessed in life, so it won't really make a difference in my life. But after talking to my friend, this all happened a couple of weeks ago. After talking to my friends, everyone's saying, keep the money, keep the money. He doesn't deserve the money. Like, this is the consequences of what he did, blah, blah, blah. And I just don't know what to do.
Well, if you're calling us, I think you do. I think your conscience is getting to you here. Okay, so just to break this down. He's an immigrant, doesn't have the means to go ahead and save and invest his own money. So you have an understanding in this field. You invest $50,000 for him. You guys are in a romantic relationship, but he's a real D-bag. You don't know it behind the scenes for a couple of years. You finally find out. You break up. You move on your way, and you still have his investment money and the profits that he made from your investment. Also, you can give that money back, but you're like, okay, is this the penalty for him being such a D-bag for 2 years? Do I keep this money? Do I have that right?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
All right.
Do we just want to go around? Do we just want to go around the horn?
Who was it?
I'm curious, Ellie, after you made the investment after 2 years, how much money are we talking here?
Actually, it's depreciated since the original investment. So it's probably around maybe 35 now.
Okay, $35,000 that he gave you in good faith that you invested under your name to help him out because of his immigrant status. Ellie, you got to give the money back.
You know that, Ellie. You wouldn't be on the phone with us if you didn't know that.
I mean, I listen, I applaud your girlfriends for trying to convince you to keep said money. Because if I was your girlfriend, I might be doing the same thing. No, I think you would feel icky forever knowing you kept that money. I get that he's a D-bag and that, you know, in ways he doesn't deserve it. But I think to clear your conscience and to be the better person and to be better than him is just to give his money back.
What you got, Mo?
For me, I get it. I understand the feeling of feeling like all he cares about is the money, and with all that he's done to you and feeling like this is your opportunity to get him back. But if I were in his position, I would feel like if I needed the money, I might consider listening to your friends. but if I'm already blessed and I know that and I'm in a good position, my conscience wouldn't be able to allow me to deal with keeping the money. So in a situation like that, I would just be accountable for the fact that I chose to deal with him, and that's my consequence, and now you get to be free, and you free yourself by giving him that money back.
Ellie, here's my question for you. If you had to put a price on his shady behavior, how much would you say that was worth?
Oh, man, you can't put a price on time.
That is true.
Priceless.
That's true. Well, it sounded like $35,000. So I'm gonna give my good person answer real quick before I dive in. The right thing to do is to give the money back. But I will say, you could technically, emotional damages are worth something in court.
They are.
You could tell them that, and you could just take some money. But I'm going to say, as a good person, you should probably give it all back.
It depreciated to about $25?
Actually, it's a lot of hurt.
It's a lot of hurt.
All right, Ellie, I'm going to let you choose your own adventure, okay? I'll just say this, that in my lifetime, the only regrets I ever have in my life are when I betrayed my own integrity. That's the only time where I haven't been able to look at myself in the mirror and go, dude, you knew what the right thing to do. That wasn't cool, man. And it kind of affects your self-esteem in the long run. Second thing is, if you weren't going to go that route, $35,000 to Burt's Peak Adventure would be amazing.
Oh my God, I'm so disappointed in myself as chairwoman of the board that I didn't think
How
of that.
How dare you. Look, Ellie, you're a good person, or you wouldn't even be struggling with this right now. I think, you know what? Take not even the loss on it, just get him out of your life and do it cleanly, pay him off, be done with it, and move on with your life, and don't be tied to him in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah, that is probably the right thing.
Okay.
Probably. Right. Not it's the right thing.
That advice just cost you $35,000. All right, Ellie, good luck, and check back with us and let us know what you did, okay?
Okay, thank you guys.
All right.
Like, I never should have reached out to them.
Nope.
Should have just listened to my friends.
She already knew. When she reached out, she already knew what it was.
Yeah.
She's too good a person to be able to do that. All right, Jackson. All right, so you read a thread it, or a thread it. Oh, I like that. A Reddit thread is now thread it.
Mark Zuckerberg is typing.
Yes. He's like, we're going to use it for threads.
Of a dude that was very successful on Tinder?
No, quite the opposite, actually.
Okay.
Quite the opposite. So I think I saw this on Instagram or something, and I had to go look up the actual original post to clarify. Basically, it was this guy's Tinder analytics. I'm not sure if Tinder provides this information or if he got it from some third-party application, but it basically gave him his, like, lifelong stats of what it looked like on Tinder. I know Abby did her, like, year in review on Hinge. It's kind of similar to that.
Lifelong stats. Do we know how long he had been utilizing Tinder?
A little under 4 years.
Okay. Mm. All right.
Okay. So it's a 24-year-old guy. His Reddit user is Fishboy26.
That's strike one.
Yeah, sexy. Maybe.
Now we know why he's been on there 4 years.
And he has over 1 million total swipes. Okay.
That's successful, right?
A million.
That's just swiping.
Swiping,
that's
yes?
just swiping. That's yes or no. Oh, okay. Okay. And so of those,
like, he swiped yes on people or people swiped yes on him?
No, he is either swiping yes or no on people.
Okay.
These are not all matches.
They're not matches. Swipes. These are just pure swipes,
wow,
right?
So he sat there with his little finger, Fishboy did, and, like, either swiped left or right 1 million times.
1,020,448 times.
Or he used his fin. Either way, it's exhausting.
I just did the math on that. That's 684 swipes a day for 4 years.
Damn.
That's wow. shocking. That's possessive. Right?
Wow. How many do you think you go through a day when you're on those?
Not 684. Maybe, like, 25?
25?
Yeah.
So of those 1 million, only a little less than 11,000 were left swipes. So meaning he was swiping right on people 99% of the time.
See, this is what I'm saying about, like, people being inventory now. If there's just one little thing wrong with somebody, you kind of feel like there's a right swipe.
The right swipe is you.
No, other way around. Them. This yeah. time was 99% of the time he was wanting to match with these
oh,
people.
Oh, wanting to yeah. match. Oh, yes. That's just pure desperation.
Yeah.
My yeah, bad. Playing the numbers game.
Right? Maybe a little too much, though, right?
Absolutely.
So that means, yeah, 99% of the time he's swiping right on people. And of those over a million right swipes, how many matches do you think he had?
Three.
Oh, wow. Fishboy. How many did you
719.
Get? 719.
Oh, that's a lot.
Out of a million?
And how many of those 719 actually led to chats? 217.
Ooh, wow. Oh, wow.
And nice. How many of them led of those 217 led to dates?
20?
One.
Whoa!
That guy's...
No. Right, I want to see a picture of Fishboy.
Yeah. We need a face reveal.
This is Fishboy.
Oh, Fishboy's not bad.
I don't think it's bad.
Oh, he's a cutie.
Right?
That's a nice
he's
photo.
Not a bad-looking guy at all, he's by
a,
any means.
Yeah, he's a bear.
Okay, so let me get back to my original point then. Is it possible that if you're not perfect now, that there's so much inventory right behind you that you're like, no, that's it. I'll just move on because he's not my perfect prototype.
He might just be on the wrong app. Like, Tinder, from what I understand, is more of a hookup situation. So maybe girls just aren't into hooking up with him. But maybe if he got on Bumble or Hinge, he would find more girls that are looking to date and would actually lead to more dates.
I agree. I think he needs to play the numbers game on apps that he's trying out and not a million swipes on one.
Yeah, because the input is not equal to the output going on here.
There's a huge business opportunity here. And I think it's perfect for you, Abby, and your One Less Lonely Girl club that you started. It's a service where guys who don't get matched on Tinder or don't get dates can send their profile to a group of girls in their age range, and they'll dissect it and fix it for them and send it back.
Oh!
You can have a photographer on staff. I'll take the photos. I'll be the photographer. We can do photos, a glow up, and then a profile overhaul. Well, you can make that cash, and then they can get matched.
Why don't we use this dude as the first example? Why don't we reach out to him and see what we can do?
Oh, because you don't start at the Olympics, okay? You got to train first.
No. My feeling is if we can turn this guy around, we could turn anybody around. Let's give it a try.
Okay.
All right, reach out to the dude. Yeah, let's see if we can help him out. He's not going to say no.
What's the worst that could happen, right?
For sure, right?
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Did you know that Byers Airport Subaru is the oldest Subaru retailer in the entire country?
Get a new 2026 Subaru Forester with 1.9% APR financing for up to 63 months.
Easy to deal with. Easy to get to. Byers Airport Subaru.
By the airport.
See dealer for details. Offer ends 3/31/26.
Ew, boy, I am nervous about this call. Cassie, grab a mic. I am nervous about this call. I want you to take a deep breath before we even take it.
Okay.
That wasn't deep.
You sound like me talking to my daughter when she's upset about something. Take a deep breath.
I just know that this one is going to hit you right in the soul.
Your blood pressure is about to go up to 800 over 500.
Oh, this sounds
and
fun.
I'm just reminding all of us that our listeners are our family. We should be kind to them, even if we don't agree with them. Okay?
No. Reject.
All right. So Vivian here, her father-in-law's girlfriend, she doesn't want her in her wedding pictures. And it's for an aesthetic reason more than anything else. She's just here to be honest. Hello, Vivian.
Hi.
Yeah, I'm nervous for you. All right. Just go ahead and be 100% honest.
Okay. My father-in-law, I'm getting married in April. Yay.
Yay.
My father-in-law just started dating this lovely lady. She's very lovely. But I don't want her in my wedding pictures. And so I need some advice, not only if I'm making the right decision, on how to tell him and her I don't want her in my wedding pictures.
Okay. You've done a very good job on saying why that you don't want her in here, but what's the reason?
Because she's overweight, and she'll mess up the aesthetic of my pictures.
Okay, so let's dive into that here for just 1 second, okay? God, these weddings, man, and the perfection on so many different levels, or the perceived perception on so many different levels. So if she's in the picture and she is overweight, what does that say about you or your wedding? I'm just curious what the real problem here is.
Well, it's just ugly to look at. And when I look at them in 5 years, I mean, well, first off, she may not even be around. They've only been dating a couple months. By the time I get married in April, it'll only be about 7 months. So she may not even be around. So why have her in them if it's going to not make everything pretty to look at if she's not even around? But even if she is around, I don't want her there.
You say it's ugly to look at, but do you realize how ugly you sound right now? You could have just left it as, she's my dad's brand new girlfriend. These wedding photos are forever. I'm sorry, she's technically not part of the family, and literally everyone would probably agree with you.
Because essentially what you're saying here, Vivian, just to like make it totally clear, what you're saying is fat is ugly.
In my pictures, yeah. Not really. It's not ugly. She's not ugly. I just don't want that. I just need to know.
Don't be a coward. Say it.
How to say that.
Yeah, I mean, you're halfway here now. Just go ahead and say it. Say what you want.
To her? Say it just like that to her?
No. Say
that I don't want you in my picture?
Yeah, I mean, that's what you're saying. I mean, I would never endorse.
How to say that to her?
No, you should not ever say that to anybody.
No, you should say that to her. You should definitely say that to her. Let your dad hear you say that to her so he can hear what a crappy job he did raising you. Because that is ugly. That is ugly attitude. To sit there and look at someone based on their appearance and think, I hate looking at you. I hate that aesthetic. It's not an aesthetic. It's somebody's body and it's somebody's reality. Now, if you don't want her in your photos because she's your dad or like whoever's brand new girlfriend, 1,000% agree. You don't know if she's going to be around long term. What if they go through a bad breakup? You don't want to see those photos 30 years down the road. Totally get it. But to say it because of how somebody looks, you need to stop and take a long look in the mirror and maybe go to some therapy and sit with why you feel the way that you do. Because I hope when you inevitably gain weight, because that's what happens to the majority of women when they get older, your husband doesn't look at you and think that you're fat and ugly and you don't fit his aesthetic anymore.
I miss the window.
So my question is, what's the advice? I need some advice on how to tell her. Not to be berated.
Okay.
I didn't call for that. I called for advice.
Let me say this right quick. As someone who's spoken out often about how hurtful it is to be judged for your weight, I hope I'm not about to sit here and listen to my friends in this studio give you advice on how to be cruel. Yeah, I know you didn't call to be berated. So if you want advice, my advice is to look at yourself and maybe talk to your father-in-law about not having his brand new girlfriend in your pictures because the relationship's so new and you leave the weight out of it. That would be my advice.
Thank you.
Abby.
I want to know why it's so important for you to ask her this question to her face, which is clearly going to hurt her feelings and it's clearly going to be a cruel
thing that is going to drive your family apart. Why is it so important to you to ask her that question to her face when you don't need to?
Well, I wouldn't. That's what I'm trying to avoid, is to not be cruel to her face. That's why I wanted advice on how I could broach the subject.
Yeah, I absolutely wouldn't mention it at all. I mean, I think Cassie is right that I think you got some soul searching to do and ask yourself, like, why this isn't acceptable to you. But before you even do that, I just, you would never want somebody to say something so hurtful to you, right? So here is a really well-placed lie. And the lie is that you tell your dad or whatever it is, you can't say to her, look, I don't want you in the picture because you're fat. The pain that I feel for her would be devastating. I mean, she already knows what she looks like. She's probably feeling insecure about it. So to hear this from a potential future family member also, you can't.
The weirdest part to me of all of this is what Cassie said earlier, and that the first point of it stands alone. If that the reason that you wanted her not to be there, that's plenty. That's enough. So it just makes me wonder, like, the way you see this, what if that situation still applied and she was gorgeous? Then would it matter if she was only around for a certain amount of time? It just doesn't make a lot of sense for you to even want to tell her that. Like, that, why would you want to do that? You definitely don't say that. You don't ever say that.
Is there something else going on here with you and her? Because, I mean, this is common sense.
No, she's lovely. I mean, she makes my father-in-law, my future father-in-law, happy. I have no problems with her.
So this is purely an aesthetic you do not want in your picture. So let me ask you this. And I am not being mean. I am just really trying to get into your head here. What does it say about you that if you allow a fat person in your pictures, people will look at those pictures, and what are you assuming they're going to think of you based on her picture?
It's not what other people think. I don't want to look at it.
She's fat phobic.
Okay.
Wow.
All right. So you have to admit, like Cassie said, you're fat phobic. And I think at the end of the day, you can't say that to her under no circumstances.
I have a question. Are you and your future husband on the same page with this? Does he know you feel this way about her?
Absolutely not.
What do you think he would think of you if he knew the truth?
Because
I know what I'd do. I'd run.
Hold on, Tommy, let her answer. Go ahead.
He would probably not be very happy.
This is a you thing.
Yeah, I mean, if you're asking for advice here on if you should say something or if you shouldn't, I mean, obviously, it kind of is mind-boggling to me that's even a question for you. So that's why I'm asking you. I'm wondering if there's something else deeper going on.
No, I don't want to mess up my pictures when I look back at them in 15 years, and
she's not going to be in every photo. You know that, right? Like, you can control who's in the photos. So you can do a big group photo and then ask her to step out and just take one with family.
Vivian, I just want you to absorb what you're saying, though. And I want you to kind of reverse.
It's very vain. I know it's very vain.
It's not vain. It's beyond that. It's hateful.
I mean, imagine somebody so sort of disgusted by whatever feature you might have. I have no idea what you look like, okay? Disgusted by what you look like that they want to hide you from pictures because they just think it's so ugly for you to be in that picture. I mean, you're basically saying she's disgusting.
But they wouldn't.
Wow.
But they wouldn't, right?
I actually feel like you should tell your dad. Be honest with your dad, because if I'm your dad in that situation, I won't be at the wedding either.
So we can wrap this up. So I think we're all saying the same thing, that you're fat phobic and you should not say anything to her about it.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay, Cass, go for it.
I don't really have anything else to say, honestly. It makes me sad for her. It's just, it's hatred and it's fat phobia. And it's cruel because she already had the excuse of the girlfriend being brand new. And I think everyone would agree you don't let brand new partners in wedding photos. And so to take it that far, it's nasty. And it makes me sad for her because I feel like she genuinely doesn't understand why it's messed up which means there's something else going on there, which maybe she's really insecure. I mean, I could come up with all the fake therapy reasons I want. Maybe she's insecure. Maybe she has a fear of being fat. Maybe she's been judged for her appearance in the past. But this is a reality. And unfortunately, she's vocalizing something a lot of people feel and a lot of people think. I mean, so I appreciate you guys not actually giving her advice on how to tell this woman that she can't be in the photos. And it's just hurtful, and it's a really harmful mentality. And I think anytime you look at someone and you have a visceral reaction of, ugh, she shouldn't be wearing that, or ugh, he's fat, or ugh, whatever, you need to stop and be like, why am I reacting this way? And sit in it and figure out why you have this misplaced hatred for a total stranger based on their appearance, because it just means you've got some self-work to do.
You said something a couple of weeks ago. God, and the way that you phrased it, I can't even remember, but it was so beautiful. In fact, we got off the air. I even complimented you when you were talking about the article about, hey, it's okay for you to get physical with me. I'm big. It's okay for you to be physical with me, but not be seen with me in public. And I forget what it is you said and the advice that you gave and how that affected you so much, but I think it's worth saying again.
I mean, I'll try and remember. It's very difficult because these are the people who will sit there and be like, it's your personality. You're wonderful. Oh, she said over and over again, she's a lovely person. And then, but you don't want me around. You don't want to be seen with me. And it's that when we hear that, it literally takes everything you've ever been told about how your personality matters, being good and kind matters, it's what you do matters, and it undoes all of that, and it boils it down to your value really is in your appearance, and it's not. And I think the one thing that I'd love overweight people to know, or anyone who struggles with anything, like any body insecurity, to know is it really is about who you are. And when people judge you for how you look, the problem is not with you, it is with that person. They have some self-work to do, and they are projecting their insecurities and their hatred from themselves onto you because you're the easiest target.
The Burt Show.
Happy holidays from our Burt Show fam to yours. Here's a special segment from the Burt Show Youth Group while the cast members are on vacation. So, social media producer Rebecca said she got caught listening to something that maybe she shouldn't have been watching in public.
I feel like this is a safe space, and this is kind of an am I normal, because I am desperate to know if this has happened to any of you. I really hope it has, because I cannot be the only pervert on the show.
Listen, you've seen my audiobook collection.
I was going to say.
Yeah.
Santa is coming to town this year.
I love that. Okay, just to set the scene, I was working with a friend. We were at a coffee shop. She's a teacher, so she has like those weird hours that we have. So sometimes we just go grab coffee, we have our laptops open, we hang out, we're doing whatever. Obviously, I'm the social media producer, so part of my job is literally scrolling TikTok, seeing what the big trends are, seeing what's going on, seeing what I can steal for the show and make you guys do. And one thing in particular caught my eye. As I was scrolling, it was a thirst trap. Have you guys seen like X-Men?
Yes.
Okay.
I think I know who this is going to be about. If I had to guess, out of all of the X-Men characters, I feel like it has to be Jennifer Lawrence's character.
Really?
The blue girl lady.
Yeah.
I think she's hot, even though she's blue.
I think it's Professor X.
Mystique.
Oh, wait, is that Storm?
He's the one in the wheelchair, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Wait, do y'all want to guess who it is?
Yeah, I think it's Mystique. It's her name is Mystique, right?
That's Mystique, so. Jennifer Lawrence and / Rebecca Romijn, who is hotter in my opinion.
I agree.
Fellow Rebecca.
I agree.
So is that Storm?
It could be.
I don't know anybody.
thank you for contributing to the conversation, Mikey.
Katie, do you have an idea? Wolverine. Ding, ding, ding.
Ooh, really? Okay.
It was Wolverine. Really? And it was set to have, it was like you've seen like fan cams.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like edits of like fictional characters and like seductive moments and stuff. And it was like put to the track of Sir Mix-a-Lot, Nasty Dog. Have you ever heard that?
What's the one that really popular Nicholas Chavez one was set to?
I don't know what you're talking about.
That one was going so viral. Let me find it.
Y'all have way too many thirst traps on your pages.
It might be the same song. I don't know. Let's see. Hang on. It's set to Shake That Ass in parentheses twerk song.
Hey, Mafia, after what we've been through, I'd like to see you try.
That ass perfect, baby.
That was like the female equivalent of hearing the Pornhub doot-doot.
Like if you heard that on your girlfriend's phone, you knew she was she was checking something out.
So that was a fan cam for a man.
Yeah.
Love that. Well, for the Wolverine one, at the time I had my AirPods in, but I had forgotten that I had turned off the Bluetooth. So I kept turning it up and turning it up because I was like, oh my God, my AirPods are like so quiet. Yeah. This is so weird.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's
how you get going.
Oh, yeah.
And I was particularly fixated on this TikTok because it was very hypnotic. It was like Wolverine like shaking his head like a dog and he was like in the wrestling cage. Like, Kate, you've seen X-Men. It was like him in the cage, like shirt off. Hugh Jackman is really, really hot.
Yeah. He is.
So I watched it like it was a 30-minute video, even though it was only 15 seconds. I was like, wow, when's this going to end? So I'm sitting there. Sir Mix-a-Lot is blaring on my phone and my friend just taps the top of my phone and says to me, so are you going to keep watching that thirst trap of Logan over and over and over again? Because yeah, I was just blaring that in public, just watching it. Then we had like a Spider-Man meme where I was like, how do you know what I'm watching?
You know what my favorite Hugh Jackman moment is? Tell out me. Of all the things that he's done, I mean, he's been in some of the biggest movies. He's been in X-Men. He's been in
The Greatest Showman.
The Greatest Showman. You know what I used to watch all the time in high school on YouTube?
What?
Him starring in like the 1996 production of Oklahoma.
What?
Oklahoma, where the he's so good at that. He looks like a little cowboy. It's so
Can
cute.
I tell you the worst one of these Bluetooth mishaps recently? I was at my friend's apartment and one of my other friends lives in the same block and he was playing the music on Bluetooth. He decided to go home. Within 15 seconds of him leaving, you just hear hot MILFs and you're like, no! Literally, and we all jumped for the speaker, turned it off. It's like, I do not want to hear about what's going to come next. It was brutal.
This is such a classic story that's happened to so many people before. And this exact same thing happened, not to me, but I was able to witness it in college in my fraternity house. There was like a communal Bluetooth speaker that everyone would connect to when we were taking a shower so that you could play music while you were in the shower.
Oh, that's fun.
And someone had just finished up showering and like went back to their room.
No.
And you just start hearing like aggressive like porn sounds.
Oh my God.
And then you could tell that they couldn't quite figure it out. Because it kept on, like, they were maxing out the volume on it.
Exactly.
And we were all, like, we had a whole crowd gathered around. Nobody wanted to tell them, and we were all just dying laughing. It was the funniest thing ever. Well, the good news is that it's not so egregious. Like, if you didn't know what the trend was, no one would ever think. They would just be like, who's this a-hole that's, you know, blasting a TikTok over and over and over again.
Yeah, I just love Wolverine Daddy.
Yeah, so if you hear, what is it called, Sir Mix-a-Lot?
Back to the kitty because she got pretty.
Just know it's the siren song for women who are a little bit too lonely at night.
Very that.
It's The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.